Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Hey guys, what's going on? Dr. Madrid here. Welcome to today's video and or podcast. Today we're going to discuss intermittent fasting, and I'm going to explain exactly what it entails and the different ways that it can be done. So there's different plans when it comes to intermittent fasting. There is what's called the 12-12 plan, the 16-8 plan, the 18-6, the 24-4, and then the 23-1 plan. So I'm going to go ahead and discuss each one of these individually and the plus and benefits of each one. So the 12-12 plan is definitely the simplest one to do. This is usually where I have most of my patients start. And the 12-12 plan basically states that you are going to be fasting for 12 hours and you're going to eat your meals within a 12-hour window. So for example, you would be eating your meals between, let's say, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., 8 a.m., 8 p.m., or whatever time frame works best for you. Subsequently, you will be fasting from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., right? So obviously, we are sleeping. Most of us, at least, are sleeping for at least 12 or 8 of those 12 hours. So this really is not that difficult. This is best for those who really have trouble with snacks before bedtime, who maybe have a bowl of ice cream, cereal, or something sweet, or just simply anything at all, even a fruit after dinner. So basically, you would have three meals between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and no snacks before and after. During the fasting period, you can definitely do water, black coffee, potentially you could add stevia to it, artificial sweetener, and also you can have unsweetened tea during the fasting period. And this is important so one does not get dehydrated. There's also the 16-8 plan. So basically an individual is fasting for 16 hours and eating during an 8-hour window. So again, this is best perhaps maybe eating your meals between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. or 11 and 7. So whatever 8-hour window that you want to eat, that's fine. Some people prefer to eat breakfast and then they may eat at 8 a.m. and then have their last meal at 2 o'clock, right? So that would be a 16-8 plan, or at 4 o'clock, excuse me. So that would be a 16-8 plan. And then again, the same rules apply during the fasting period, nothing to eat or drink unless it's water, black coffee, or unsweetened tea. There's also the 18-6 plan, which again, by this time you understand there's 18 hours of fasting and you're eating your meals within a 6-hour window. Personally, this is the one that I do the most. I simply will forego breakfast, generally speaking, have no snacks, and have my first meal at lunchtime. And then I will have my dinner, I will be finished with my dinner by 6 o'clock. And then I will be fasting from 6 p.m. to 12 o'clock the next day. There's also what's called the 20-4 plan. Again, fasting for 20 hours, eating 1 to 2 meals, or maybe a snack and one meal within a 4-hour window. And last but not least, there's what's called the OMAD. OMAD, this stands for one meal a day. And the rules of this is you are going to be fasting for 23 hours and eating all your meals within a 1-hour window. And this might be something you have to work up to. It's not something that I was able to do right from the get-go, but now I'm able to do it quite easily. So, and again, you can go back and forth between these different plans. So when I first started the intermittent fasting along with a ketogenic diet, back in June of 2018, I would eat three meals per day, starting at 8 a.m. and or 7 a.m. and then have my last meal no later than 7, and then no snacks. And then what I would do is I would do the 12-12 plan about 5 days per week, and then 2 days per week, I would do the 16-8 plan. And so that kind of helped keep my body on its toes, keep the metabolism going. And nowadays that I've been doing this for a while, I'll simply change it up every single day. Some days I'll do a 12-12 plan. Other days I'll do a OMAD, one meal a day. Other days I will go 18-6 or even a 16-8, really depending on how I'm feeling. Some days I just feel like having a keto snack, a protein bar, some almonds, some nuts at 10 a.m. So if I feel like it, I go ahead and listen to my body. I'm not trying to torture myself, and I'll go ahead and eat those foods. And then I'll just transition to a 16-8 or a 12 or 18-6, really just depending on how I feel that given day. So hopefully this clears things up for you. If you're just starting, again, I would recommend a 12-12 plan. A couple days a week, do a 16-8 plan. If you want to be real aggressive, there's the 23-1, but for most people, they have to work them, themselves up to that. Then also, obviously, if you're on medications, especially blood sugar lowering medications, diabetic medications, make sure you consult with your doctor, because I've had many patients who go onto these plans and they have to quickly back off of their blood sugar medications, back off their insulin, or even stop their insulin in many cases, which is a good thing. But again, it can happen quite quickly. And if you do not back off accordingly, you may end up having low blood sugar episodes. So again, you're going to want to speak with your physician prior to going on a low carb diet. And again, with the intermittent fasting, I personally do a ketogenic diet. It's not required. Some people will do a paleo diet. Some people will do a vegetarian diet. Some people will simply do the standard American diet, right? The SAD diet, and not make any changes whatsoever. It really depends on what your goal is. For me, my goal is to get my body fat down. So that's why I went on a low carb diet. For those who have diabetes or who are really trying to lose the weight, a keto or a paleo diet may be the best thing. But again, this video, this talk is primarily discussing intermittent fasting and the pros and cons of it. So hopefully this is helpful. Make sure you leave me a comment down below. Also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Eric Madrid MD. Also on Facebook. Thank you and have a great day.